Okay.
All right. This meeting, this special meeting of the Pacifica National Board will now come to order. We do have a quorum. Thank you all for being here. And I sent out the proposed agenda a week ago. So if you don't have it in front of you, I'll go through it now, but it was sent on the 16th, last Monday. So the first order of business is the WBAI mediation issue, and slated to last 15 minutes. The next item is a report from Dan on the fiscal and operational issues of the National Programming Unit, including FSRN implications, and I understand from Dan's email that he can't present that at this time, and will present it at the next meeting. Is that right, Dan?
Yes, Marty.
Okay.
Excuse me, Marty, can you clarify, will we have a couple moments? Because I would like to ask whether that next meeting could be something before the October meeting. So can we keep
We can take a moment in the agenda and discuss it briefly.
Okay.
The next item is a consideration of FY05 issues, fiscal year 05 issues, slated for 60 minutes. And I'm certainly hoping Mark turns up for that discussion. Next item is to elect Dave Adelson to the National Finance Committee. Should take us only 5 minutes. After that, KPFA issues, William Walker, 25 minutes. And, William, we don't expect you to speak for that entire 25, but to briefly present, and we'll discuss. The next issue is consideration of two resolutions proposed by Dave Adelson. On copies being dispersed throughout the foundation. After that, proposed inventory of stations. Alice has proposed that and wants to discuss it. Then the final item is planning for our quarterly meeting in Washington, October 1st through 3rd. And that item has 30 minutes allotted to it. So,
Madam Chair, this is Ray.
Yes, Ray.
I had sent another item. I'm surprised it's unacknowledged, although I decided to withdraw it after seeing a suggestion from Sam that I deal with it first on the local level, which I'd like to do if that meeting does take place.
I think I did see the item, Ray, but you sent it after the posting of the agenda when we have to post a week before.
Yeah, but I had seen a corrected version sent by Roger, and I immediately upon seeing it, I sent the, do you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it, August 17, corrected notice from Roger. So I thought,
Marty,
correct.
Can I clarify?
Yeah.
Do.
This is Roger. What happened is I sent out, we need, for a special meeting, you have to declare the agenda a week in advance, and you can't add anything new to it after that, and I had the full agenda that I thought I had sent out, and then within 5 minutes I realized that I had clipped a few things off the end of it. In other words, the agenda that Marty sent me to circulate, I had personally made a mistake and corrected that mistake, and so nothing changed, really.
Well, in this case, this is fine. Okay, I understand.
So, in other words, your item was technically too late. We couldn't add. We had to declare the agenda for a special meeting in advance, and in 1 week in advance, and it had passed that time.
Rubbish.
And I will, Ray, I think,
yes.
You know, I sent it out, you know, it'd be helpful if it came out a little bit before the final deadline that we
No,
have
that's fine.
Post.
It's just that the issue that cropped immediately before, and with my crazy schedule, I was
in
trouble.
Do that. The trouble is the Monday meeting is hard to get it together on Friday, and so, anyway.
Yeah. No, there's no problem.
Is this Dan?
Sorry, what?
Hi, Roger.
Right.
This is Dan. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I had similar confusion about what, in fact, was on the agenda for this meeting, and maybe you might want to send it like a couple of emails or something.
I'm something deep there. Say that again.
I had similar confusion about the agenda process.
Right.
Which agenda was going to be prevailing for this meeting, and maybe you might be able to send out the agenda once again a couple days before the meeting.
Just so it's easier to find.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it should be posted on Pacifica.org. But
oh, yeah? Okay.
But and Pete and I have been working on that, and there's been some...
Yeah, I understand that. I'm working to work on that and resolve that issue, too.
So that is what I think would be a solution.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll try to fix it going forward.
Okay, so two things. One, I will get a proposed agenda earlier, and two, it should definitely be posted on Pacifica.org.
Madam Chair?
Yes, William.
If you could have Pete send an email to the board when it's posted on the website, like, he should do that anyway, I think. Like, that's what we do with our board, and it's just, you know.
But the webmaster sends you?
They should confirm that it's on the website with us, or at least one person in our local area, so that one person in our local area knows.
Marty, if I may?
Yeah.
So, well, the plan is, with Pete's trying to set it up so that the secretary can just go ahead and, you know, like a content management system, and in other words, I or whoever's secretary can just put the stuff up there, and my plan was to do just that, William, as soon as it was up, to, you know, send a note out. It's on the Pacifica.org. So.
Okay, well.
Thank you.
It's just not working yet.
For the better, thank you. All right, let's go to the issue of the WI mediation. You know, I sent it to, I believe, four mediators. One dropped out. I never heard from one. And we had two responses that have been forwarded to all of us and to Don Rojas and Bertold Reimers at WAI. The board resolution was that Don and Bertold together would choose one of the mediators. Now, there are only two to choose from, and I think that this could move along pretty quickly if Don knows that where the money is coming from. I know he has questions about taking it out of his WBAI budget. He asked the board to make this happen. It's a little later down the line than maybe should have happened, but we do have it together now. And we need to make sure that the funding is there for whichever mediator they want to choose. The board authorized 12 hours, and one of the proposals goes way beyond that. Both mediators who responded said more than 12 would certainly be needed. And One of the proposals is $3,000, and the other is nearly $20,000 for a very detailed and thorough plan.
Hello, I'm sorry. This is Mark. I don't want to mean to interrupt, but I'm just rushing. I just want to let you know I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
And excuse me, Madam Chair, could you tell us which button do we press to mute our line?
Star 6.
Star 6. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think I've got to press the star.
And I just want to say Sonali's on as well.
Okay, thanks, Sonali. Glad to hear. And is
and
anybody
Alice.
Else on since we...
Alice.
And Zarina's on also. I've been
oh,
on
Zarina, good.
Zarina,
and
Alice.
And Alice, too?
And
yes.
Sonali.
So you
Alice,
get back on with Star
Sonali.
6 also?
So Mark, Sonali, Zarina, and Alice have just joined us, right?
Yeah. I've noted that here.
Okay. Okay. So... we're discussing the WBAI mediation, the response to the proposals. And I was noting that there are only two out of four who were asked. There is another, I have another list of people that we could go to. However, in the interest of time, in terms of what's happening at WBAI, I think it would be good to choose one of these. One is sticks closely to... our parameters of 12 hours, and the other goes way beyond that in a very thorough presentation of what this mediator believes is necessary. It's almost a $20,000 expense. Mm. And what I am suggesting is, you know, we passed a resolution authorizing 12 hours and asking Don and Bertolt to make the decision together. What the board needs to do at this point, I think, is move this along to make sure the funding is there and to urge them to choose a mediator and proceed. Star, I'm wondering if anyone would like to make a motion or anything.
How about a little discussion about this?
This is Roger. I'd like to ask a question.
Okay, go ahead.
To Dan. Dan, do you have any thoughts on this in terms of where the funding would best come from and amount that realistic?
I'd flip that question over to the CFO. I think Lonnie might have some suggestions and ideas on that process. Lonnie?
Well, if it's can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, if it's $20,000, you know, looking at WBAI's forecast, that's a big chunk for them. I'm not sure they could afford the $20,000. Don't have a real ready answer in that regard. If I'm, the national office, we're in a similar situation. Looking at it strictly as cost, you know, I tend to prefer $3,000 rather than $20,000 because $20,000 becomes $25,000 fairly easily, and that's considerable. Anyway, I don't have a ready solution.
Roger, this is Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Could I ask maybe a question of you and Ray and Alice and Miguel, if Miguel's on the call? Is there buy-in from the BAI LSB into this process?
Shall I speak? It's Alice.
Go ahead, Alice.
I believe so. I mean, Bertold has been waiting, our chair has been waiting to move forward on this.
This is Teresa. May I say something?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Dan, do we have someone with mediation experience already on hired as a consultant, Janet, in New York City? Is she currently on our payroll as a consultant?
Yes.
And she teaches courses on mediation.
I couldn't answer that question off the top of my head.
Well, she did tell us when we were in Houston that she does. She used the book Getting to Yes. This is Teresa. I would just like to say that we have to be really careful on this because I've had experience with mediators that after their initial expense just kind of shrugged their shoulders and said, well, it's going to cost you another umpty-ump amount of money to get to the bottom of it, you know, and claim, of course, they can claim no responsibility if there's no buy-in. But we do have to realize, I think, that there was not a buy-in for the person that we are still utilizing for those kind of skills, Janet McInerney.
Yeah, there's different tasks that, you know, various HR, legal folks do for us around the system. I think on this particular issue, there's, you know, clearly a set of circumstances which everybody has identified which are pretty significant and which require some level of commitment. But I think, Teresa, the point that you're raising is really very important. You know, how deep is this going to go and how much is it going to cost? I think as a first step, though, one of the things that does I'd love to hear maybe a little bit more from Roger and Ray and Alice, if they think that, and Ray and Roger, you haven't spoken on this, but if you think this process would be beneficial and has support from the LSB, most or the majority of the LSB in New York.
Ray, you want to go first? Well, this is Roger. I think things are getting worse here.
Hello? Oh, I was on mute.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think things are getting worse here. Would mediation help? Does the LSB support it? I wonder myself. I think that I'll tell you, we need something.
Ray, did you want to speak?
Yes. I would say that we haven't had any formal discussion of this on the board, either on the listserv or in public meetings. I would say that from the private discussion I've had that, some of the problems are political, a real difference of views and attitudes about things. So what we would expect from mediation is is a more rational, whenever possible, approach to different to this kind of disagreement. I would say that at this point, that's all I can see, and I'm not aware of any individual who systematically on the board who systematically opposes it.
Shall I speak? I guess.
Yes, Alice, go ahead.
And Marty, may I get on the stack, David?
Go ahead, Alice.
There's no way of telling. I believe that most people on the BAI board are probably through it, but there's no real way of telling because our meetings are continuously disrupted by people in a very deliberate way, so we can't even address important issues, like critically important, like starting a GM search committee. So my guess is it would be fine to do it. Maybe it would help. It is escalating downward.
This is Roger again, real briefly. We might remember that this whole original motion that brought this about and stuff was brought about by a request from Don Rojas, the BAI general manager,
right.
And that put it back into that context.
But exactly.
The LSB didn't necessarily ask for it, but I don't think anybody would object.
Well, the only reason I'm raising it is because I agree with you. I think that on the staff leadership side, you know, clearly there's a broad and, you know, very unmistakable support for a range of different initiatives around the BAI situation, including the mediation. I was just really inquiring that to make sure that if we do invest this kind of money into a mediator, that certainly maybe at a minimum the LSB leadership has buy-in into the process, and there might be some kind of common ground which can form the basis of the beginning of a discussion to move forward. And if indeed, maybe what two things can happen. Either there can be an informal discussion amongst the LSB leadership, and I know certain members of the LSB leadership have proposed a variety of different plans to address the problem, notably the Surovel plan, and others are working really hard on it. But if the LSB leadership can get together and do believe, perhaps on an informal basis, that this would be useful and there is some common ground, then let's move ahead with it. I think that would then be useful.
Well, I certainly know that there's support for it from Berthold, the chair of the LSB. And so I want to put that in because I have spoken with him.
Marty, may I get it?
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah. I think that apropos the point of the expense, you know, I think it has to be not just a New York priority, but a network priority, because if they can't resolve those problems, then a lot of the other things that are, you know, making life difficult in New York, the difficulty with fundraising, the rest of it, and those potential impacts can ripple and continue to ripple throughout the network. So as much as a significant amount of money is a drain on the resources of the foundation, I think the alternative of that, if it's not solved, is tremendous. But I take Teresa's point, which is that, you know, I'm basically what I'm saying is I'm willing to spend I would like us to go to our respective local boards and get some buy-in for a network-wide commitment to support whatever's needed to deal with the situation in New York. But again, and I'd like to hear your comments as somebody with mediation experience, whether we can expect that at the end of spending whatever money we spend, that we will have an incremental improvement. I mean, how does one make a judgment about that so you know if you're making a good investment?
Well, I believe the people who have responded to these RFPs are extremely skilled. I have seen it work in all kinds of extreme situations. I have heard of it working in when they dismantled apartheid in South Africa, and I really believe it can help. And if I had the $20,000 to give to BAI, I would give it to them for this extensive mediation. I unfortunately can't make that offer. I think anything we decided to do here would be a step in the right direction. And I just want to make sure that when we go back to Don and Berthold and say go for it, that they don't have any that there's not a confusion about where the money is going to come from and if it's available or not. We were asked for this by Don. We have buy-in from the LSB chair and at least part of the LSB membership. It's a multi-party mediation. It's not, you know, these mediators understand that it's not like just two opposing sides. It's not a simple thing. They understand the issues involved. And, you know, I'm very hopeful that it could be effective. So, you know, I'm still strongly in favor of it. I just think we need to make sure we've got the money there. So, I mean, that seems to be Don's special question around it at this point. And I think if we solve that for him, he and Bertolt could get together and make a decision and move on.
Madam Chair, this is Mark. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mark. Go ahead.
Okay, I've been trying. I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I have two comments and a motion. The first comment is, I'm sure that all of us have read everything about BAI, and we are, you know, very much engaged and concerned about what is going on there. And so I'm glad that we're discussing it. The second comment is basically, I guess, builds on what Teresa said. And I'm concerned, as the chair of the National Finance Committee, we projected that we would have a surplus of $985,000 by the end of this year. We are currently $400,000 below that projection, in large part due to unbudgeted expenses related to governance, related to the elections, which, of course, we're in the process of, and some other matters. But the truth is that what we have done since 2002, we had a $4.8 million audited deficit, is that we've recorded surpluses in terms of more income than expenses recorded in that year. And this year, I'm a little concerned about the expenditures that we've done. As you know, the executive... Hello? Yeah, as you know, the Executive Review Committee has already got 10,000 here. We've got Fahim. We've got a lot of stuff. So my concern is that we don't be irresponsible in terms of our fiduciary responsibilities fiscally to the network. However, I recognize that we need to do something about BAI, and from all the emails I've received, they're expecting us to do something because we've held out that promise. So my motion, in light of all of that, would be as follows, that we direct, I guess I move that we direct the current mediator who is on staff, and am I correct, is salaried?
Yes.
Okay, well then if we're paying someone to mediate, why aren't they at BAI? So I would say that I would move, rather than to authorize either of the additional consultants that you have suggested, one at 12 hours, one even more, up to 20, maybe more, and in keeping with what Teresa has said, that we direct the executive director to immediately send the mediator on staff, paid every week, every month, to go to BAI and institute an initial investigation and or procedures to address the issues there and report back to the board within the month.
Well, could we have a little more explanation of who this person is and what exactly is her role?
I hope they qualify if they're on salary.
I'd like to be on the stack too.
Okay, Dan, can you respond to that, please?
Yeah, we don't have actually anybody on salary. But we do have a variety of, you know, various investigators or fact finders or mediators or HR, experts, depending on the state, depending on the case, that we use for a variety of different issues, you know, whether it's a trade union matter, a discrimination complaint. It really just depends upon the issue involved about which person you send to work on the case. So I think in this process that's been established, what I would suggest is I think that there is already a process underway with some particular proposals on the table who've already talked to the folks involved, and it'd probably be best to go with one something that's already in process rather than stopping that process right now, if indeed that's what we think is you know beneficial to do, rather than necessarily going back and you know looking at the existing group that we're using. So I think you know the two on the table. It's something that Don's already looked at least from the operation side. He's happy with either one. I think Lonnie's basically indicating the least expensive option at this point, and maybe that's what we should you know consider.
Madam Chair, may I have a follow-up question to that?
Could I be on the stack, please?
Just a moment. I can't. Let me try to hear here. So, Mark.
Yeah, I would like a follow-up to Dan.
I'm sorry. Just a minute. I've heard Mark and Alice. Is there anyone else?
Carol. Sarv.
Carol. Sarv and Carol. All right. Okay, Mark, briefly.
Thank you. Just quickly, Dan, I'm confused here. You said that we have a mediator contracted with Pacifica to handle mediation. Is that correct? Yes, sir. Dan?
Yes.
Okay, well, then if that – and how much did we pay that individual?
Well, it's not –
We pay them on a per needed basis.
Excuse me?
We pay them on a per needed basis.
Generally speaking, yes. That is the way that we handle most of our relationships with most HR consultants, though in certain cases, sometimes we keep people on for a period of time to handle a range of different matters.
Okay, well, do you, in this case of this specific mediator, what is their relationship?
To what?
To the Pacifica. Are we keeping them on an as-needed basis with a monthly retainer?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
With a monthly retainer. So they're at our beck and call, in essence, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so why haven't they been directed to deal with the situation in New York?
They're not suitable, Mark.
Would you explain why?
Well, I don't think it's appropriate for me to get into those.
Okay. You feel they're not suitable.
I feel like I'm being put into an uncomfortable position.
No,
Let me just finish my last part. I understand what your response was. You feel they are unsuitable. Do you therefore recommend that we select one of the two mediators who might be more suitable that Marty has interjected to go into New York, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Alice?
Well, I do know who that person is, and I have heard, likewise, that they are unsuitable because previously had been at BAI doing this a number of years ago. That person is on monthly retainer and does sound like she is not appropriate at this point. From what I hear, that's my comment.
All right. Thanks, Alice. Sarv?
Madam Chair, I wonder where in this business, where does our staff and the committee that we established, where do they stand? Do they have any knowledge of it, how they can help in this area as well?
The Board Staff Relations Committee.
Board Staff Relations Committee, what are they doing?
Well, they're not equipped to go in and mediate this situation, I don't think, Sarv, if that's your question.
No, but should they be suggesting something? Should they be involved in this kind of stuff or not?
Have they met and dealt with this?
Or have they even raised the question in their meetings?
Well, it came up in a general way, I would say, and maybe somebody else on that staff, on that committee could chime in.
Or maybe Gerald. Gerald, what do you think?
And I think Gerald might have missed that meeting.
I was there.
Yeah, Roger or
Julie.
You were all there.
Roger, what's your impression?
This is Roger. From my immediate recollection of the meeting, and I can look up my notes when somebody else was talking. Basically, we were spent most of the time discussing what the role of the committee would be. And another thing was, we were talking about made plans for getting a code of conduct together.
Can I get on the stack, Lonnie, talking?
My second question...
Sorry, was that it?
My second question is, I feel that given the urgency of the situation, I do not think $3,000 is such a big deal here. And I think we ought to move with speed and expeditiously and for that, I'll suggest a resolution here when the appropriate time here comes.
All right, thank you.
Marty, put me on the stack. This is Wendy.
Okay.
Lonnie.
Okay, got you, Lonnie. Carol, first.
Okay, well, my perspective on this is Don has been imploring us for help since June, and I thought we'd already resolved it, that he was getting the help. Marty would locate some consultants, mediators, send them along to him, and he and Bertold could agree on who they were for up to 12 hours of work. As it turns out, because of one thing and another. One mediator's proposal says a Band-Aid isn't going to do it. You need comprehensive work. 12 hours won't do it. I understand the other proposal says this isn't enough either, but this is what you asked for, so I'll give you a proposal for it. I think any reasonable person who has any background working in mediation in a complex situation knows that 12 hours is not enough. That it would be $3,000 down the drain if that's all they get. So it'd be $3,000 for the first 12 hours, and then they'd come back and say, well, this isn't enough, we need more. So I would like to, I move that we authorize $10,000 for mediation at BAI, for Bertold and Don to talk to both of these sets of mediators and work out who they want and what they'll do for $10,000.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
Second.
Okay, that's been moved and seconded.
Marty,
may I be on the stack, Marty?
Yes. Just a minute. Lonnie, Wendy, and Dave.
And Teresa.
And then Teresa.
Kalonji.
Okay, Kalonji. All right, go ahead, Lonnie.
My turn there?
Yeah,
your
turn.
All righty. Well, you know, I think that that we should also be clear on what are going to be the conditions for success of the proposed mediation, because I think that's just as important as how much time or money we put into it. And it seems to me that one key to success is the ability and willingness of the two groups or the two parties to work together. Therefore, My suggestion would be that Bertold and Don get together and identify, do some pre-work right away, not just choosing a mediator, but having for that list of issues, common ground items, so that the working together process begins right away, because that will be the key. And then they can maybe seek some ways to expand the group. So you have some group of folks who are willing to work toward positive goals. So anyway, it also, I would have to add, saves money. And my conclusion would be that the key to this process is to start the folks working together right away around issues for a mediator, that they want that mediator to take on, and that we make that strong suggestion to them here from the board level. Okay, that's it.
Lonnie, Wendy?
I actually agree with both Lonnie and Carol on this. I follow the BAI situation as closely as I can from Houston, and what I can see right now is that anything that we're about to do is not going to work. But I can also see that if we do nothing, that's really not going to work. So I would suggest first of all, if you're just looking at these two proposals, yeah, I would like one right in the middle of those two, because I can see that the one for more money is more likely to work than the one for less money, but I can also see that none of them are going to work unless the parties are ready to do it. What we've seen since we decided to do this is you know, nothing happening because everybody thinks somebody else is supposed to do something first. But and if the question is, you know, who's going to pay for it? Well, I would also, you know, I think that there has to be some commitment from the station. But I would also say that yes, that whoever needs to step up to help needs to help, because this is one of our very important stations, and we need to fix that situation there. So I don't have a solution. I seconded Carol's motion because I thought it was good. There you go.
Thank you, Wendy. Okay, Dave.
Madam Chair, I'd like to get
on
the stack.
Madam Chair, can you put Ray, please?
Yes, I believe Blanche was before
you.
Me.
Dave, go ahead.
And Roger.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
And William.
Okay, and then we're going to end debate on this. We're going to.
I initiated this and wasn't
all
even.
Right. Dave, go ahead.
I just want to be sure that Kalonji was not on before me.
I've got, no, he's after Teresa. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess my feeling is that we don't have a take yet. I don't feel I have a take yet on which direction the mediation moves and whether the mediator thinks it's successful or not. If we authorize $10,000 up front, or yes, it will all get spent on it, but there comes a point where I think there needs to be a metric or some kind of determination of whether the further going down that path is going to be productive. I would like that the initial money for that initial 12 hours be spent to develop a prognosis that also includes what other forces in the dispute, for example, the National Board, for example, management or others, might need to do along the way. I'm not comfortable with just authorizing ahead of time. I mean, I have no problem with saying I'm in favor of spending as much as it's going to take, and I'm talking, you know, twice. You know, if it took $40,000 to actually come to resolution, that's worth it. But it's not worth $15,000 to not come to resolution. So, and in the interim period, while that early prognosis phase was happening and that we were determining whether there was sufficient buy-in and the rest to think that it was productive to move forward, we could also go to the other stations around the network and try to get some buy-in to, as a network, support this process to the degree it might need to be supported. So I guess I would favor the initial investment that we agreed upon with the request that the deliverables be some specific statements from the mediator about prognosis and what's going to be required to get to the next stage before we authorize the larger amount.
Hey, Teresa.
You going to make amendment or what?
Madam Chair, I hope you have me, Mark, on the stack.
Yeah, I do.
Thank
Teresa?
You.
All right, because KPFT spent at least $5,000 on mediation, I do recommend that that the station, that WBAI at least spend some of this from their own budget. I think that would be proof that there is buy-in if their LSB knows that some of their money is going to pay for this mediation. You know, I think some of it can come from national, but some of it should come from the local. That's my only thought at this point.
Okay, thanks, Teresa. Kalonji.
I guess much of what I'm concerned with has been said to a degree, and has to do with the ability of these groups to work together. And the goals of the parties involved, with not only just their goals, but why. You know, there's an issue in terms of why, in my understanding. I haven't been able to keep up with the intricate happenings at BAI, but I do know that what I'm hearing, it is going to affect other stations as well. And therefore, there has to be some network support, though I think the bulk of it should come out of BAI. We can find some way, either through the board or through a network of the stations, as they see certain issues relate to their problems as well, you know, that they can come in and chip in on that. But I get a feeling that there's a strong racial component to the problem there, and that the same kind of component that is apparent in this country. And I don't think we can solve the country's problem, but I do think we can get these people to work together, since part of Pacifica's function is to challenge the country's position on many of these issues. That's all I can say at this time.
Right, thanks, Kalonji. Gerald, did you want to say something? I think I confused your voice with Mark. So, Mark, you would be next. Ray, Roger, William, and then let's stop at that moment and see where we are. Mark?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. A couple of things quickly. One is that I am a little concerned, as I mentioned before, that the problems at BAI as a result of the election cycle will not really be able to address until we see the results of that. I think it will be escalated during this period because whatever side you're on, escalation is in your best interest. And so I'm a little concerned that we don't throw money down the drain right now and have an opportunity to look at this situation once the election cycle is resolved, and we don't have an election next year, so we have a little time then to sort things out. Secondly, Madam Chair, I came in late, so I'm not sure, but you're saying that one consultant came in at $20,000 at least, and what was the other ones?
$3,000, but they said, as Carol noted, that that wouldn't be sufficient.
Right, but how much did they say?
12 hours is going to be sufficient.
And yeah, and how much would that 12 hours amount to?
$3,000.
Okay, well then I'll hold for that because I want to make a substitute.
We have a motion on the table, so let's...
Okay, I have a substitute amendment. So the second thing is, after we get over that, I agree with Teresa that WBAI should have to bear some of this in terms of the cost of mediation. I understand that we cannot use our in-house mediator. I accept everybody's there. So my substitute motion that I would like, where Carol said $10,000, I would like to amend by substitution up to $10,000, $5,000 of which will come from WBAI. Can I get a second on that?
Can you repeat that, Mark?
Okay, my motion would be I think it was Carol's motion, except where she said $10,000, I would say up to, I don't like to put an amount, up to $10,000, of which $5,000 will come from WBAI.
Second. This is Carol. I'm seconding.
Okay, that's easy. Thank you. Saves me going back and reading what about a substitute motion.
Point of information?
Yes.
Dan, Lonnie, does BAI have that money to give?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thanks. Ray?
Yeah, well, actually, although the number is a little bit higher, I tended at this point to support what David was saying. When Carol said $10,000, I kind of cringe, although I realize that if we could take care of that problem, we could save a lot more money than that. So I also prefer the formula of up to. Hopefully that works. Now, we understand that there are some political problems, that people didn't like each other during the civil rights movement, and I don't know that throwing mediation there would have solved many of the issues. And unfortunately, some of the rift, some of the gap seems to be as wide sometimes. However, I as a member of the IPNB, I've participated in such a process. I think I said that before. I know that both Carol and Teresa have also participated in it. And I started this process, you know, with individuals to whom I didn't speak, I didn't respect, and without giving up my political position, one of the first things that happened is that I discovered that they were human beings. And that there were surprising aspects to those individuals. So hopefully that's what we can achieve. But I would also maybe hope that the notion that David had, that we would be asking for recommendations, so that it wouldn't just be that process, but it would be a prognosis given to us an idea of, you know, what our chances of succeeding and so on, so that we would pause to look at where we're going. I'm finished.
Okay, thanks, Ray. Roger?
Mark hit it right on the head, as far as I'm concerned. He said at least part of what I was going to say. The elections has a lot to do with this. I mean, I think that it's the basic thing that's going on here in New York, at least, and I'm sure not just New York, is the power struggle. And that's all connected with this huge period of adjustment that's going on throughout Pacifica, where there's this new system in place for governance, where there's more shared responsibility and input, and it's disorienting, and management and board folks alike are disoriented as to exactly where they stand or where they should stand, and all that I don't have to go into. I know you all understand what I'm talking about. So you have the this period of adjustment and this power struggle by various groups of people here in New York, and it all centers around the elections. Honest behavior really centers about around the power struggle and the elections. So I don't, you can try to make peace between people till you're blue in the face, but what the people really want is to win the election and gain a majority of seats on the local station board. So I don't know that where that leaves us, I mean, what really distresses me is some of the things coming out of management as of or the last couple of days, even with regard to stoking the situation here. And I hope that's not inappropriate to mention, but it's.
I think it is. It's not helpful.
But it's not. But it's important to point out that it's coming from all directions, and that everybody seems to have an interest in not coming together at this point.
Okay. Thank you, Roger. William.
I just wanted to quickly say that I feel that this discussion, like when you talk about elections and you talk about the fact that the democracy of this organization, that there's definitely partisan lines, that we really need to depend upon staff to deal with these issues. And I feel like the discussion and the emails that have gone back and forth about this mediation process, it's been really difficult for me to make an informed decision because I don't feel it's at the level where I can understand every facet. I'd rather have this information being worked at on the local level and worked at with if the staff at BAI can't handle it because there's conflict, then taking it to the national office. And if the national office can't deal with it, them coming up with the report and really dealing with it rather than receiving all of the different emails about it that kind of just leave me up in the air because I don't know the politics of the historical divides of this organization. But I do know that we're here to guide it and not to deal with every mundane detail. So that's just my two cents.
Okay, I would like to see a vote now on the resolution, the substitute resolution, which was, do you want to restate it, anybody?
I can read it,
okay,
what I have.
Roger.
Motion to amend by substitution by Roberts to authorize up to $10,000, of which $5,000 would come from WBAI for mediators. Would that... I didn't even say for what. For the WBAI mediation.
Well, if I may hear as a point of order.
Yes, go ahead, Carol.
We had a little go around the last meeting about what happens when you amend the motion.
Right.
All right. The main motion was to authorize $10,000 for Berthold and Don to talk to these two mediators and pick one and decide what they'll do with the $10,000. So now we are the only thing before us is the amendment, and what was being put to a vote is to authorize $10,000. Is that $5,000 will be put up by BAI, and up to $5,000 will be put by National.
Well, actually, I think it was up to $10,000, of which $5,000 will
right.
be paid.
Right. I'm trying to state it as an insertion.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're changing authorizing $10,000 to authorizing up to $10,000, $5,000 of which will be paid by WBAI. When we vote on that, then the motion will be amended, and we go back to the main motion and vote on it.
Thank you, Carol.
I'd like really for people to keep order and let Marty conduct this vote and not interrupt her.
I have a point of information, I guess. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is what Mark is really trying to say that it will be divided 50-50 instead of saying 5,000?
Well, yeah, 50-50. Well, it's like up to 5,000 will come from National, I guess, no matter what. We have up to, if the bill is 8, we'll pay 5. You know, so I would stick with Carol's restatement of the amendment.
which is 5,000 from BAI and up to 5,000 from National.
Up to 5,000.
Okay, thank you. Now, that is everyone clear on what we're voting for?
5,000 from BAI up to 5,000.
5,000 from National.
Up to, yeah.
Up to.
Okay.
For me.
Want to put a roll, Roger?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just making note of that so I can write it in, too.
One information. Oh.
Go ahead.
What that means is that when we hire the consultant, pretty much the money would come from WBI, the first 5,000.
Carol, do you want to respond to Sarv or?
I think
Marks
you called the question and are calling the vote, so I don't have anything to say.
Okay.
I'm ready for the vote. Is everybody ready? Dave?
I'll pass for the moment.
Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam? It's not here. Sonali?
Yes.
Ray? I can come back to you, Ray. Ambrose?
Yes.
Ray? Ray's yes? Okay. Ambrose is not here. Miguel's not here. Manning, I'll come back to myself. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie? Vicky? Gerald? Gerald?
Yes, I'm here. I haven't made my mind up yet.
We'll come back.
Back.
Okay.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
Abstain.
Donna?
Yes.
Coming back to Dave?
I'm going to abstain.
Coming back to... God, I don't have time to think about this. I'm taking a vote. I got Ray. Who else am I coming back to?
Roger.
Gerald?
Gerald and William.
Gerald?
Yeah, my understanding is that when you vote yes, you are voting that you to limit the money. Is that correct?
The motion is authorized up to $10,000, of which $5,000 will come from WBAI.
It's a vote to limit the money. That only $10,000.
No, it was up to $10,500 from BAI. That's what we're voting on.
And we can always authorize more later, right?
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Hello?
Are you
Hello?
In favor?
Yeah, I'm waiting for your vote, Gerald.
Okay, I'll say yes.
And then Manning will... I'll say yes. The vote is...
What about William?
William abstained.
Ah, thank you.
Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I have 14 yes, I believe, and then the motion passes.
Okay,
Marty,
now we're on.
Marty, may I be recognized?
Hold on a second, folks.
Now we're on to the main motion.
Yeah, we have to do the main motion as amended, and if Roger could state it, we can vote on it.
Marty, may I be recognized?
No, wait a minute, David. Just don't say excuse me till I finish.
Well, excuse me, I don't believe we voted to close debate. We were complying with Marty's request to bring it to a vote. I thought we were voting on the amendment, and I have another amendment that I would like to make.
Oh, dear. You know, we've already spent 45 minutes on this 15-minute issue, and I would like
us to ask that we get a progress report after the first 12 hours, talking that describes to us progress and expected progress.
I second that, Alan.
Second that. Yep.
Call the question.
Call the question.
Okay, the question's been called.
On the amendment.
I'm sorry, the secretary didn't get the motion. It's to request a progress report. Is that basically it?
After 12 hours?
We request a progress report from the mediator after 12 hours, giving us a sense of the prognosis and additional requirements.
Well, don't put that in, because that says more money. Just progress. about that?
After the 12 hours. Progress report upon completion of the 12 hours.
What I want is the
hours.
Prognosis that 20 more hours are going to be adequate. If they're not, I want to know that before they spend up the next $7,000.
I understand, but if you're asking me how much more time I need, I'm going to give you more time.
Madam Chair, I need clarification. There's too many people making motions.
All right, let's clarify where we are. The question has been called. We need that's to limit debate, so that's what we need to vote on now. And then we need to vote on, I can't even remember who made the last motion.
David.
And then we need to vote on the main motion. Okay.
There was a question by a member for clarification, Madam Chair.
Okay, just a moment. The question's been called to limit debate, to stop debate on this, and to vote. So
we have to vote. Ask if there's any objection to.
Is there any objection to closing debate?
I object. William clearly apparently is unable to vote until somebody tells him what he's voting on.
Amen.
Well, we can. We're.
Restate the question.
I believe I've restated it three times. We're voting to stop debate or not. So that's the first question. Is that clear?
Yes, two-thirds vote required. Let's go.
Well, is there still objection to that? We can clarify the other motions. But is there objection to limiting the... Can we... Okay.
I don't hear any objection.
I hear none. Okay, so we're going to limit debate. Now, the first motion before us is that the mediators come back after 12 hours and give us a progress report and a prognosis of how much more it will take or whether where they think this is going.
That's not the motion.
Yes, it was. Restate it.
It was that, but prior to our expending that additional money.
What additional money?
In other words,
the money
up to $10,000, the rest of that money would be authorized after the progress report.
Madam Chair, I'd like to have an amendment to that amendment.
Come on, folks. We're out of time.
Point of information, can Dave slowly state his amendment, please?
Go ahead, Dave.
Amended that after 12 hours of mediation, we are to receive a progress report indicating the prognosis for the situation and any other action is necessary on the part of the boards or the management.
Oh, that's very confusing.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'd like to move to amend by striking some of that Dave's amendment.
Okay, let's see if we can get something clear.
Okay, I would just like to leave it at what was it initially, Dave? How many hours?
12 hours.
After the 12 hours, we'll receive a prognosis period. I'd like to strike all the part about and how much more it will take and whatever else.
I second.
Okay.
I call the question too, please.
Called all the previous questions.
Is there any objection to voting on that?
No.
Okay, let's go to the vote then.
Well, somebody's going to have to email me these things because I don't have any of this written down. Okay.
But
so you makers of motion.
If it could be restated again,
I can restate it.
Thank you.
As Mark would amend it, it would read... that we receive a report on the prognosis of the mediation after the first 12 hours.
From the mediator.
From the mediator.
We receive a what?
Prognosis.
Progress report.
Containing
a prognosis for the success of the mediation from the mediator.
No, come on, Dave. You're throwing stuff in there.
Let Mark say his thing, will you?
Yeah, it was...
Mark, would you say?
I have it.
It was that we would receive, after 10 hours...
12.
10 hours, right?
12.
12. After 12 hours of work, the board would receive...
From the mediator,
a progress report, period. So you got that, Rhonda? That after 12 hours of mediation, the board would receive a progress report... from the mediator.
I disagree. You had said we had said a report on the prognosis.
With prognosis.
And they
I moved to strike all that prognosis because that, you know, I just want a progress report.
Limited debate. So now that is it, that the, after 12 hours, the board would like a report from the mediator.